إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا وسيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلوات ربي وسلامه عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد فإن أصدق الحديث كتاب الله وخير الهدى هدى محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وشر أمور محدثاتها فكل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار. قال شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية رحمه الله: لا عيب على من أظهر مذهب السلف وانتسب إليه واعتزى إليه، بل يجب قبول ذلك منه باتفاق، فإن مذهب السلف لا يكون إلا حقا. شيخ الإسلام ابن تيمية mentioned within مجموع فتاوى that there is no faults upon the one who outwardly manifests the madhab of the Salaf and ascribes himself to it and adheres and exemplifies that. Rather, it is obligatory to accept that from him by way of consensus. For indeed, the madhab of the Salaf, it is nothing except the haq. However, in spite of this statement, ayyuhal ikhwa wal akhawat, you find those who find fault with and criticize those who adhere to the methodology of the Salaf. Haqiqatan wa tasmiyatan. They adhere to it and ascribe to it. Haqiqatan in terms of their reality. Likewise by way of the name. They adhere to it and ascribe to it by way of reality, meaning i'tiqadan in terms of their belief system. وَعِبَادَةً and how they worship Allah Azza wa Jal. وَمِنْحَجًا their approach to apply and implement the deen of Allah Ta'ala and in every aspect of their lives. Likewise, تَسْمِيَةً in terms of the name. Yani they say, أَنَا سَلَفِي I am Salafi. And they find fault with this. And many of those who find fault with this ayyuhal ikhwa wal akhawat, they claim themselves to be from Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah. But we say, Ya Ahlul Sunnah, oh you Sunni, oh you who claim to adhere to the statements of the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, who from the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah preceded you in that? Who from the ulama of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah preceded you in this criticism? Who from the ulama of the sunnah, past or present, criticize and find fault with this affair of ascribing to al-manhaj al-salafi tasmiyatan aw haqiqatan in terms of the name or in terms of the reality? The reality of the Quran, once you review the statements of the ulama, both past and present, you will find that they are in contradiction of those who criticize this affair. This term Salafi ayyuhal ikhwa wal akhawat, this term which they say splits the people and divides the people, this term Salafi, it is derived from the Arabic verb Salafa, meaning to precede linguistically, to come before, to precede.
And it has legislative meaning as well. And the legislative meaning, when we say the term Salaf, it refers to the Salaf al-Saleh, the pious predecessors. And we find inside of this word Salafi the Ya Nisbah, the Ya of ascription. The Ya of ascription. So just as the individual who adheres to and ascribes to Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, he is called Sunni, likewise the one who adheres to the way of the Salaf, which is no different from that of Ahlul Sunnah wal Jama'ah, he is called Salafi. This has been mentioned by Imam al-Sam'ani. Inside of his book, Al-Ansab, he mentions Imam al-Sam'ani who died in the year 562 after the Hijrah. And we are now in 1436, more than 900 or 1100 plus years ago. He said, "Was Salafi bi fatha sin wal lam." This term Salafi, with a fatha upon the sea and upon the lam. He said, "هذه النسبة إلى السلف." This is an ascription to the Salaf. And it is exemplifying the methodology based upon that which I know. Imam al-Sam'ani died in the year 562 after the Hijrah, alayhi rahmatullah. So therefore, who are the Salaf, ayyuhal ikhwa wal akhawat? The Salaf, they are none other than the Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Likewise, as Haru al-Kiram, his noble companions, and all those who follow their way with ihsan ila yawm al-deen, who follow their way in goodness up until the day of recompense. This is who we are ascribing ourselves to. This is who we are ascribing ourselves to by way of this term, Salafi. The Messenger of Allah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he mentioned, خَرُّ النَّاسِ قَرْنِي ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُّونَهُمْ ثُمَّ الَّذِينَ يَلُّونَهُمْ. The best people of my generation, and likewise those who come after them, and those who come after them, يَعْنِي السَّلَفُ الصَّالِحُ. Likewise, the Messenger of Allah, he said, inside of the Hadith of Ibn Abbas رضي الله تعالى عنه, and from that which he said, فَعَلَيْكُمْ مِنْ سُنَّتِي, upon you is the cling to my sunnah, وَسُنَّةُ خُلَفَاءِ الرَّاشِدِينَ الْمَهْدِيِّينَ, and likewise, sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin, those rightly guided and guided Khulafa, عَضُّ عَلَيْهَا بِالنَّوَاجِدْ, bite onto that with your molar teeth. Bite onto it with your molar teeth. So the Messenger of Allah, he did not stop at commanding and following his way. Rather, as well, he attached to that the Sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin. And the ulama, they mentioned a fighter from this narration, the Hadith of Ibn Musayyib, that the Messenger of Allah, he mentioned two Sunnahs inside of this narration. The Sunnah of himself, alaykum bi sunnati, and likewise, another sunnah. The sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin, mentioning two sunnahs here, but thereafter he used a singular pronoun to refer to both of them together. Addu alayha, bite onto it. And he did not say bite onto the two of them. The ulama said this because the sunnah of the Messenger of Allah and the sunnah of the Khulafa al-Rashidin, the Mahdiyin, is one and the same. It is one and the same. So just as it is obligatory of others to adhere to the Sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is likewise obligatory upon us to adhere to the Sunnah of his companions radiallahu ta'ala anhum ajma'in. And this ayat al-Ikhwa is an asl. It is a fundamental principle from the usul al-deen, from the principles of this religion. And it has been mentioned by Imam Ahmad inside of his usul al-Sunnah, where he said, alayhi rahmatullah, he said, أصول السنة عندنا التمس بما كان عليه أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم والاقتداء بهم. The foundational principles of the Sunnah, أيها الأخوة والأخوات, according to us, meaning according to أهل السنة, they are clinging and holding fast to those companions of Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, والاقتداء بهم, and taking them as the role models, and taking them as the examples to be followed. to those individuals who criticize this affair. They bring with them shubuhat. They have doubts along with them. And when you mention to them the lights of the Salaf of Shaykh al-Islam, which you mentioned earlier, and you mention to them the lights of the statements of the ulama, past and present, regarding this matter, and adherence to the manhaj al-Salafi, and calling yourself Salafi, they say, well, the statement of Shaykh al-Islam does not imply that. Rather, I follow the way of the Salaf and I ascribe to it, but I don't have to call myself Salafi. Shaykh al-Islam didn't say that, that's not what the statement meant. Rather, they say that this term Salafi was invented by the likes of Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala. They say it was invented by the likes of Shaykh al-Albani, rahimahullah ta'ala. And this Salafiyya, which we find is a Salafiyya Jadida, is a new Salafiyya. So we say to them, Ayyul Dalilukum, where is your evidence for this statement? Rather, we mention to you the statement of Imam al-Dhahabi, alayhi rahmatullah, inside his book, Siyar Alam al-Nubalah. And Imam al-Dhahabi, alayhi rahmatullah, is from the Tullab and the students of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. And therefore, he is more qualified than me or you as it relates to the interpretation of the statement of his Shaykh, Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah. Imam al-Dhahabi, he mentioned, when mentioning the biography of Imam al-Dayrakutni, the Imam of Ahadith, Imam al-Dayrakutni, he quoted a narration from Imam al-Dayrakutni when he said, rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, مَا شَيْءٍ أَبْغَدُ إِلَيَّ مِنْ عِلْمِ الْكَلَامِ. And al-Dayrakutni, he said, there's nothing more hated to me than theological rhetoric. Nothing more hated to me than theological rhetoric. After mentioning this narration, Imam al-Dhahabi, he said, concerning al-Dayrakutni, he said, "Ut I say, لم يدخل الرجل أبدا في علم الكلام ولا الجدال ولا خالف في ذلك بل كان سلفيا." Imam al-Dhahabi, he said concerning al-Dayrakutni, he said, "This man, he never entered into theological rhetoric, no argumentation, nor did he delve deep into these matters. Rather, he was a Salafi." Imam al-Dhahabi, all these years ago, from the students of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah rahimahullah ta'ala, he referred to al-Dayrakutni as a Salafi. And we say that Imam al-Albani rahimahullah ta'ala invented this term. So, ayyuhal-akhu wa akhawat, it is not the case that this Salafiyya which we adhere to, and this term Salafi, is something which is newly invented. Rather, what is newly invented is the criticism of that. What is newly invented and what is an innovation is the criticism of that. As has been mentioned by Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah in Sahih al-Fatawa al-Hamawiyya, he said, وَأَعْلَمْ أَنُّ لَيْسَ فِي الْأَقْرَ السَّرِيحِ وَلَا فِي شَيْءٍ مِنَ النَّقْرَ السَّرِيحِ مَا يُجِبُ مُخَالَفَ التَّوْرِيخَ السَّلَفِيَّ أَسْرًا. He said, no, that there is nothing inside of the Salaf intellect, nor anything inside of the authentic transmitted narrations, anything that will necessitate and obligate and opposing a Salafiyya, no asr whatsoever, no basis for it. And likewise from the Shubuhat, they say, and the Sunni will listen to Salafi. They say, I am Sunni only, but I don't say that I'm Salafi. They say, I am Sunni, but I don't say that I'm Salafi. Sheikh Saleh Suhaimi, and Allah, when he said concerning the statement, he says, قَالُوا إِنَّهُ سُنِّي وَلَيْسَ بِسَلَفِي هَذَا قَالُ مُتَنَاقِبُ. He said, this statement of his, that I am Sunni, but I am not Salafi, it is a قَالُ مُتَنَاقِبُ, it is a contradictory statement. It is a contradictory statement. As Sunni ya miskin, who was Salafi. He said, the Sunni you miskin, you poor, deprived individual. The Sunni is the Salafi. And the Salafi is the Sunni. وَمَنْ فَرَّقَ بَيْنَهُمَا فَقَدْ فَرَّقَ بَيْنَ مُتَمَاتِلَيْنِ. And the one who differentiates between the two of them, he is differentiating between two things that are the same.
ليتجعني. I wish I knew. I wish I knew what would make an individual say in his right mind in 2015 not want to ascribe to the truth. That he knows the truth but he did not want to ascribe himself to it. Either the individual, he is ignorant of it, no doubt. Or in actuality, the individual is opposed to that which the Messenger of Allah SWT and his companions were upon. He is opposed to that which the Salaf al-Salih were upon. وَمَنْ يُشَاقِقْ الرَّسُولِ بَعْدَمَا تَبَيَّنَ لَهُ الْهُدَى وَيَتَّبِعْ غَيْرَ سَبِيلِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ نُوَلِّهِ مَا تَوَلَّى وَنُصْلِهِ جَهَنَّمَ وَسَاءَتْ مَصِيرًا. Allah Ta'ala, he says that you oppose the Messenger after the clear path has been made evident to him and he follows a way other than the way of the believers. And the believers at the time of this ayah would sit down with the Sahaba, the Messenger of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. They follow a way other than the way of the believers. We're going to keep him in the path that he has chosen for himself and land him in the hellfire. What an evil destination this is. Sheikh Al-Allama, Sheikh Abdul Muslim Abad, he mentioned that a person, he must be diligent in being a follower of the Sunnah by way of his actions. And if it is said to you, are you Salafi? Then yes, the person says, I am Salafi. If it is said to you from Ahlul Sunnah, he says, yes, I am Ahlul Sunnah. Walillahil hamd. He says, after saying this, if there is a need for it and it is applicable, meaning you are really about that affair, then there's nothing wrong with this whatsoever. So we say, like the light of the statement of Sheikh Saleh Fawzan, حفظه الله ورعاه نعم نحن صلفيون نعم نحن صلفيون ولا نزال بإذن الله تعالى. Yes, indeed we are Salafis and we're going to remain so by the permission of Allah تعالى. And there is no shame in that. It is nothing to be ashamed for. Rather, Allah تعالى has conferred a favor upon you that he has made you Salafi. بَلَلَّا يَمُنُّ عَلَيْكُمْ أَنْ حَدَاكُمْ لِلْإِيمَانِ إِنْ كُنْتُمْ صَادِقِينَ. Rather, Allah Ta'ala has bestowed a favor upon you that he has guided you to al-Iman, if it indeed you are true to it. أَقُولُ قَالِ هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهُ لِي وَلَكُمْ وَلِسَائِرِ الْمُسْلِمِينَ لِكُلِّ ذَنْبٍ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوهُ إِنَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَّحِيمٌ. الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله وسلم وبارك على المبعوث رحمة للعالمين نبينا وإمامنا محمد الأمين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين وبعد. So the Salafi, he realized that this is a favor from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala, he did not place you amongst the race of the Tablighiyun. He did not place you amongst the race of the Rafidah. He did not place you amongst the ranks of the Sufiyah and other than them, the Ikhwan al-Muflisin, and other than them from the groups of deviation. Rather, he has placed you upon the path of Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the path of the Salaf al-Salih, and this is indeed a ni'mah. It is indeed a favor, ayyulakhwan. So therefore, once you realize this, you want to hold on to this matter with everything that you have. You want to hold on to it with everything that you have. Shaykh Ahmed Bazmuli mentioned some asbab, some of the means and the reason which will aid an individual in thabat ala al-manhaj al-salafi, in being firm and holding on to the Salafi methodology. And from that was the Shaykh mentioned, hafizah Allah, he said, al-dua bit thabat ala al-deen. Firstly, he mentioned supplicating dua for firmness upon the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Indeed, dua, as is mentioned, is the weapon of the believer. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and that which reported on your thought, Abdul Rahman ibn Abi Layla, he said, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, كَانَ يَعُوا بِهَذَا الدُّعَى يَا مُقَلِّبُ الْقُلُوبِ ثَبِّتْ قَلْبِ عَلَى دِينِكَ. O turner of the hearts, make my heart firm upon your religion. So from the means that will aid you upon firmness upon this methodology, is making dua to Allah Ta'ala to keep you firm upon it.
Likewise, from the asbab, from the means that will aid you in being firm upon this methodology, is that ta'allam al-ilm al-shar'i, learning legislative knowledge, learning and studying legislative knowledge. Legislative knowledge, it will be a safeguard for you. It will safeguard you from falling into evil. Imam Ahmad rahimahullah ta'ala, he said, "An-nasu ahwaju ila al-ilm منهم إلى الطعام والشراب لأن الطعام والشراب يحتاج إليهم في اليوم مرتين أو ثلاثة والعلم يحتاج إليهم في كل وقت." Imam Ahmad رحمه تعالى, he said that the people, they are more in need of knowledge than they are of food and water. They are more in need of knowledge than they are of food and water. For food and water, you only need it two times or three times a day, whereas knowledge, you need it at all points throughout your day. Likewise, for the means that will aid and assist you in firmness upon this methodology, and it stems off from the previous point, is ma'rifatul haq wal batil bit tafsil, is knowing the truth and falsehood by way of details. Knowing the truth in detail. Likewise, knowing falsehood in detail. For knowing truth in detail, it will aid and assist you in being firm upon it and adhering to it and defending it if need be. And knowing falsehood in detail, it will prevent you from falling into it. As it is mentioned by the poet where he said, عَرَفْتُ الشَّرْ لَا لِلشَّرْ لَاكِنْ لِلتَوَقِّيهِ وَمَنْ لَمْ يَعْرَفْ الْخَيْرِ مَنَ الشَّرْ يَقْعَ فِيهِ. He said, I learned evil not for the sake of doing evil, rather to avoid it. But one who does not know evil, he will surely fall into it. Likewise, today, Ibn al-Yaman, he said, كَانُ النَّاسِ يَسْأَلُونَ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ صَلَى اللَّهُ عَلَيْهِ وَسَلَّمَ عَنِ الْخَيْرِ كُنْتُ أَسْأَلُهُ عَنِ الشَّرِّ مَخَافَةً أَنْ يُدْرِكَنِي. He said that people used to come and ask the Messenger of Allah صلى الله about the good, but I would ask him about the evil out of fear that evil should overtake me. Likewise, from the means that will aid and assist you in being firm upon the Salafi Mazalat, is Luzum wa Rama Salafiyin wa Tulabu Rama Salafiyin wa Ikhwa Salafiyin. It's holding fast to the Salafi scholars. Likewise, holding fast to the Salafi students of knowledge and holding fast to your Salafi brothers and your sisters. Holding fast to your Salafi brothers and your Salafi sisters. Sheikh Abdul Junaid, he mentioned, he told me that when the Salafi has errors and mistakes in his aqidah, or he has errors and mistakes in his ibadah and worship, then where else can he have these affairs corrected other than amongst the ranks of the Salafi brothers? Where else can he have these affairs corrected other than amongst the ranks of the Salafi brothers? And like this, we have heard the narration of Abu Musa al-Ash'ari radiallahu ta'ala, who said, Allah's Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, Al-mu'minu lil-mu'min kal-bunyan yashuddu ba'duhu ba'da. The Muslim to the Muslim, the believer to the believer, they are like a building. Some parts of it serve to strengthen other parts. Likewise, from the means that will aid and assist you upon this affair is al-bu'du al-ahwa al-fitn. Staying far away from the people of ahwa, the people of desires, and the people of fitna. Staying far away from these people. The Salaf, they used to say, they say, Inna man yujalif ahl al-bid'ah ashaddu alayna min ahl al-bid'ah. They used to say that the one who sits with ahl al-bid'ah is harder upon us than ahl al-bid'ah themselves. The one who sits along with them, this one is harder upon us than ahl al-bid'ah themselves. But when you sit with them, you find that they begin to become impressed with their manners and the likes of this. Next thing you know, they begin to praise them and speak well of them. Oh, they have good manners. They're good people. They're like this. They're like that. Sheikh bin Baz, he said, Rahimahu Ta'ala, when he was asked concerning the one who praises Ahlul Bid'ah and he speaks well about them, is he considered to be from amongst them? Sheikh bin Baz said, Nah, ma fi shak, And there's no telling. He said, there's no telling. من أثنى عليهم وما داهم هو داعي إليهم وهو من دعاتهم نسأل العافية. He said that the one who praises them and he lauds them, that he is a caller to them. And he is from their du'at. And we ask Allah Ta'ala for safety. And lastly, he mentioned, for the means that will aid and assist you in remaining steadfast and holding fast to the Salafi methodology is tark mujadala al-mukhalifin, leaving off argumentation with the people of innovation. Those who oppose this matter, those who oppose the book and the sunnah, leave off debating them. Do not argue with them. We find many narrations from the Salaf al-Salih centering the affair of argumentation with Ahlul Bid'ah and Ahlul Ahwa. And from that is the narration regarding Muhammad ibn Sirin, the great Tabi', the two men that entered upon him. And we say they entered upon him, two men from Ahlul Ahwa. And they said, Ya Abu Bakr, Nuhadithu bihadithin. They said, Oh Abu Bakr, you are the narrator of the narration. He said, La. They said, فَنَقْرَ عَلَيْكَ آيَةً مِنْ كِتَابِ اللَّهِ عَزُ وَجَلُ. These two people from Ahlul Bid'ah, they said, we want to recite to you an ayah from the book of Allah عز وجل. قَالَ اللَّهِ. He said, no. Even you stand up and leave, or I'm going to stand up and leave. And we mentioned that they were entered upon him. They were in the house of Ibn Sirin. He was ready to leave his own house to get away from them. Either you get up and leave, or I'm going to get up and leave. So the two men, they got up and left. After they left, some of their companions of Ibn Sirin, they said, Oh Abu Bakr, why did you not want to leave them with certain eyes in the book of Allah Azza wa Jal? Ibn Sirin, he said, إِنِّي خَشِيتُ. He said, I had fear that one of them would recite the ayah وَيُحَرِّفُونَ, and they would alter and twist it, and without the twisted ayah, and that would become settled in my heart, and I would not be able to get it out. So these are from the many means that will aid and assist the individual upon steadfastness upon the Salafi methodology. So we ask Allah Ta'ala to make us steadfast upon His way until we meet Him. And we ask Allah Ta'ala to make us live and die upon this affair, and to protect us from falling to the ranks of Ahlul Bid'ah wa Ahwa. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa barak ala nabiyyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen wa qumu li salatikum.
الله أكبر, الله أكبر, لا إله إلا الله.